regular fish would be. Because I sell them while it's too fresh.
Oh.
I lost my luck there. I didn't know any better. I was young back then.
Well, when you sell Wolverine too fresh?
Yeah, too. That's all right. You can use it for your own. Your wife use them for sewing or something. Uh-huh. And since then, I started to take it easy with it. I know why. I find out.
So what do you do now?
Oh, I could sleeve them for a couple of years sometimes. I just sell them. Sell them to fur buyer.
After a couple of years?
Yeah. I mean, if I have to, I don't sell mine. I just give them away to my people.
Is that good luck to give them away?
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, especially when it's hot luck like this. It wouldn't be the same thing. That's our old-timer way, you know. But you, when you give them to somebody, they have to pay you a little bit. It's just can't give them away for nothing.
Why is that?
It's superstitious stuff, old time says.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know. But that's the way they used to say, so I do the same thing.
So when you catch a, what do you do? When was the last time you caught a Wolverine?
The last one.
Last winter?
Mm-hmm. One of my boat got one thing. Uh-huh. There are not too many of them. He carried lots of marten away from us before we got him, before he got the last one. One was got away in number one. Hmm. Threw up the toggle and got away. And we got to chase him away that way. Huh. He'll get away from the number one trap. Just bite the spring, little trap, you know, marten trap, carried away.
Yeah. So how did you catch that one then?
You mean?
How did you catch that one this last winter?
In a trap.
How did you do that? I mean, what kind of trap you know on?
I used 48. Oh, a big double spring trap, got teeth on it.
Mm-hmm.
5-6 foot chain. That's what I used. When I use small trap, they always get away. Strong animal.
Smart too.
Huh? Smart, yeah. I really try to get that one, though, because one line, I lost 8 marten in one line. Just pick up 2, that's all. He carried it away. Broke the hand off and trapped and carried it away. Sometimes when he hungry, he eat them up. And when that's when he leave the tail there. I try to get him, I get all big traps there, you know. Sammy got him in snare. He said he go around a couple snare in the third one. He got it.
Huh.
And fool him right there.
How did he put the snare? Right in the trail?
Right under his snowshoe trail. That's what he said. Pack him in.
How all do you... Go ahead.
All our marten was okay after that. No more Wolverine. Kill him off.
How do you feel when you catch a Wolverine?
Oh, we feel all right. I always trap Wolverine. Uh-huh. Yeah. One time, the highest I caught 9 one winter. The rest of the time, 5. Maybe 1 last winter I caught only 1. Huh. Some year, nothing. Yeah. It all depends on just 1 year. There's quite a few. I would have caught 11, but I lost 2.
Why? Stick with them.
Huh?
Stick with them. A lot of them.
Yeah. Well, there was quite a few Wolverine around my trail then, anyway. And I got the right kind of traps for it.
Mm.
I know how to do it. These boys, they try, but they don't set trap the right kind. They don't set it right.
Mm.
That they learn though. Sammy used snare, got one. They started to buy some big traps now. They use some of mine. But they're not used to traps, so I thought they might caught themselves in them, alone too, you know. So I watched them. I told them not to use them. Just two of them together, that's the only time they use it. Because one mistake is all, it can broke your finger bone too easy. So strong.
Yeah.
And some of them got teeth on it.
You ever get caught in a trap yourself?
No, not yet so far.
Always careful.
A year ago, I put in a strip in my trap. I was in a hurry. I had my snook go idling. Then I'm trying to stop out there. And that trap back there before. I fooled myself with it. I didn't, the last time I look at it, I move it down right on my trail because the wolverine went around and the fox. So I thought, way back there, I got beat. I run back there. I step in it, never spring. I was pretty lucky. Yeah. Wow. And then I caught myself right there. And them boys was all ahead of me with snow go to. They're quite a ways ahead then. What I will do, I have to. I got no axe to. And it's tied around the tree. I got no toggle. Like, if I got caught, I got no way to get away.
You set your trap
to the tree. I could spring, push that spring down on one side. If I got the axe, I could have bust them up. Oh. They caught myself right there. But they were with me. We check each other all the time. Every once in a while, we stop for each other. We fool around with trap on the tree. Yeah. My birch might dry up.
Yeah, we better go back and check that.
Yeah. I can choke it up, you know, after. I told him, I says, gotta get even with us. So we got about a quarter wood down there in the bank now, haul him in, ever since he come back from Canada.
Is that Sammy?
Yeah, that's Sammy. Yeah, he got these two troopy. That's 16 miles down the Kaleo Road. He come in second place last year, Sammy. 16 miles.
Long run.
Mm-hmm. He first tried to, and last summer down Hoosliers, I don't know, maybe 15 miles, I guess. He come in first. And this spring, I tell him, he never trained this spring. He don't want to, I guess. A lot of people is that way. The old timers is that way. They don't want to run when it's fun like that. They can run when they go out hunting caribou or moose or something.
But just for fun, they don't like it.
Yeah. Because they're going to lose their good runners that way. According to old people, they used to say that too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I used to run on the July race.
4th of July.
It don't bother me. 4th of July, yeah. Yeah, that's when people used to have fun in a Ballytacket, you know. They had canoe race. That's what they're doing down, Tanana.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like to see that kind. One thing I miss is Eskimo dance. I can dance native dance and understand some of that song they make after people. I make song myself too. But some other people, they make song different, little different. Like Don Galina, Nulato, and Tanana.
Who do you make songs for?
When somebody die, you know, they make song for their friends. It's their friend die. You're going to listen to these people that come in. Sammy makes song, Bessie, Drew William, Edwin Simon. They make song. I listen to it this spring after Abraham and Grandma.
Edwin sang one song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it on the
cheek. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I make song after my father-in-law too. That's Indian way.
When they make their songs over here for the potlatch, would it be all right for us to record it?
I guess so.
Maybe
I can ask the people.
Yeah.
It's all right for them. Because that way, the school kids can understand which way that native make song, you know.
Yeah.
Just like I make speech down Tanana. I've been down there before. And then when they had meat potlatch, I go in there and I talk to this Alfred Grant. I say, I'm going to say thank these people. I come down here. First time I have a drink and then I visit down here. So he tell him, okay, when you're ready, you let me know. I tell him in dance hall. So after everybody come, just before they serve the food, he says, Joe, you're there. I says, yeah. So I went out there and I says, I'm going to tell a story about my old people, how they used to treat the visitors in a place like this. Because there's some white people there and some young kids, you know, all these young people. They don't know what was going on. So I'm going to tell a story, a little story about my old people, how they used to treat the visitors. This Tanna, I say, I like this young people dress up like they're going to dance. They make fancy dance, these girls. And they sing too. There's some old people sing native song. And they dance out there. All around. So I says, I like that. Because that's the way our old time way. That's why our old folks used to make fun. They make fun and after all long winter, you know, come together in the spring. And then they had some meat potlatch like this. So I says, that's our old story. What we got from our old timer. We don't want to lose that. So I says, you young people, listen to me. I says, whenever we get old and then after us, you got to keep that up. Because that's the way our people, when they get together after hard winter and then in the spring, they come together after Ratten. Tanna people come down, Yukon people, all the way down the Yukon, down, they come up. That's why they call it, they start that Nicolou Road, long ago, 16 years now, they say. They had canoe race, like the old time way, foot race, all kinds of fun. Well, every village, they do the same thing. That's all they could fund out of their life, you know. You can't go out there and just work to make a living all the time. You got to have fun sometime. The white people, they don't care for fun. They just go out to look for money. So them old timers. I work for them. I know what kind of people they are.
They never like to have fun.
No. Well, lots of them do nowadays. But not all of them. The old timers, they stay in one place. And well, that's they make a living that way. Uh-huh. Now you can do nothing with. You can't prospect this kind of this land claim. So that's the way we make fun, our old time.
So what did those people say when you after you gave your speech down there?
They say thank you.
I bet they're really
yeah, glad. Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I says after this, I'm glad these people, they do like their old timers to keep this up. I like that you people dance native too. That's our old time way. White dance is all right too. I can dance like that too. That's the only way that these young people learn is white dance. But they don't know how to learn. Nobody sing for them, that's why. So it's not many singers now. Not many people is making speech and try to make them young people understand like our old time way. there. I says, we get together just like old time, and then we're going to eat on one table, just like that. Pretty good. I like to see that, because that's our old style, like, where we come from. A lot of people like that when they say it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a certain way you make that speech? You start in a certain way and end in a certain way?
Yeah. There's lots of ways. There's not many that people that I remember when I was a little boy, when they got food party and dance hall, everybody get together, bring their dishes and bring all the food. Well, you got the visitors. Somebody start making speech. Then they always thank each other for. There's a lot of work to get this food together. A lot of work to go out hunting, go out trapping and buying some groceries. Right now they mix it up with like coffee and crackers and food, cigar, stuff like that. They make party. It's like people make a party with booze nowadays. But, you know, potlatch is something to eat, you know. Especially when you got visitors. Well, all these people, they tell us, we told them we got no freezer this spring because no power. Our light plant went out. So we can't save nothing for potlatch. All the meat going to get spoiled for us. Well, these people, they say, we got power, we got freezer. Don't be worried about that. Apalatek people tell us the same thing. So we got to have meat and the other groceries for potlatch. It came today. They got them back at Lillian's house. But somebody had to look after that. Somebody have to, well, Henry is chief right now. We ask him what to do with the things like that. And somebody, when we brought them all in, then somebody invites, you know, and then some other people from other villages, they donate something for potlatch. They write them down. Just before the potlatch, somebody had to talk where it come from, you know. Thank them people. They do that. I remember the old people, they used to say something about food before they serve it. They say that's where it come from. They thank the people, whoever that donates some food from other villages. A lot of times from Galena. People bring some king to. Somebody die up here, just like Alakakit or Huslia. In winter, in the fall, they go out hunting and they save some part of bear meat for potlatch, just like fat. They shave it for potlatch. Whenever there's New Year or Christmas someplace, we bring them there. They shave it for that. You can eat the rest of the meat at home. They shave that good meat, the best part out of animal, for potlatch. That's a good way, I guess. Yeah. A good soup.
Who's going to do all the cooking?
All the village people, the women, men stick it together. We saw up meat and bring them to every house by boxes, cook them. Propane stove. We're going to leave one Yukon stove so we can cook out to. Don Tanana, they use that kind of wash tub. And they got pipe. And they build a fire. That's faster. That's what we're going to do, maybe. Because not many houses, and whenever they had potlatch going, a lot of people got parties in houses and then no room to work. And it's too hot right now. In winter time, it's different, you know.
Yeah, I helped some people over in Minto one time.
Mm-hmm.
First time I went over there,
big partner, three old guys died. And this was 2 years later after they died. They didn't have a partner. And they did oil drums. Oil drum?
Uh-huh.
And they just cut them in half like that.
Uh-huh.
And we put a handle on the side, you know?
Uh-huh.
And cook right in there.
Yeah, that's...
And make moose head soup, you know?
Yeah.
He would cook 15 moose, I think.
This must be potlucks, huh?
5 days. Yeah, I was working all the time on it, you know? And just cut up a lot of meat and cook a lot. And it wasn't too hard, you know? It was easy because we had
a bunch of people get together, you know, help. It's easier.
Yeah.
But... like this village, here, some not many houses, and all the houses is crowded, and no room to do anything in winter time. So,
yeah.
But right now it's outdoors; we can cook in outdoors. And some half of the people had party, you know, whenever people get together nowadays. And but whoever that don't drink, you know, they can serve the food too and dance all. I used to be chief, you know, in here. Then take care of the potlatch and take care of the dog race and stuff like that. But I get some help. Everybody get together. Tell them what to do. Even them visitors, they cut up meat with us all the time in here. Because not many help we got here. Just a small village, you know. Back down Hooslea, they got bigger village than up Alakakat. They got more help. So it's easier for them. But in here, a place like this is hard, twice as hard, because not many houses, and some of the women, they're having a party and they can't, we got to do their work just like that, you know. So it's kind of slow, hard. But a lot of people never have party now. So I guess I hope that everybody's okay.
Sounds like it's
going to
be real good.
Yeah. Well, Lillian said she brought flag. We got to make flagpole. They make fence already, but we have to paint it during the potlatch. Them two graves up there. You're going to see Indian dance then. That's the way they do. You ever seen that? Minto?
Oh, yeah.
Indian dance.
Oh, yeah.
They dance with cloth all around. They got wolverine and wolf. They do that. That's our old time way. Nowadays, it's everything is high. They don't have to do it, you know, when people got hard time. It costs a lot of money to do that. It's shown. Stuff like that. Yeah.
I gotta take pictures while we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your mother and father tell you stories about what all that means, like what the wolverine means and why?
Yeah.
You know all of this.
They story? Used to call him Dawan. That he's the boss of all the fur. That wolverine. That's why they call him Dagon. That's like a rich man or something, you know. Yeah. That's why they got him in the potlatch all the time. Wolf is the same thing. And after they play around with it, dance with it, and then they cut him up just why there's that much, I guess, for trimming. Wolverine skin, but that much. You can put them around your boots, fur boots, and around your jacket, fur jacket, or whatever it is.
So that wolverines that you have, that skin, uh-huh. Are they
going to
dance
for
that? Are you going to dance
for
that?
No, they got some. Somebody can put up wolverine, and but I couldn't put up wolf. Yeah, which I don't think anybody got wolf for a potlatch, just me.
So when you put up wolf for the potlatch, you'll dance for that too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who'll dance for that, do you know?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah. Anybody?
Maybe you.
Everybody around the dance. You're going to see it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is your grandson?
Yeah. That's Cisco.
Cisco. Hi. How old are you?
Four.
Four.
Yeah, four.
Do you remember any potlatch that you went to when you were a young guy? What you did then?
You mean, yeah, lots of times when I was young. I remember up at Alakakat, where we used to live. Everybody, the Eskimo people, they donate some fish, whatever they got, you know, like dry fish, frozen fish. They saw it up. And dance hall, they serve it to everybody. They do that.
Those days, Indian people and Eskimo people got along pretty good?
Yeah, yeah. They got along pretty good. Yeah.
They had different ways, though?
No. Oh, yeah, lots of different ways, I guess. But I was so young to, didn't know anything about it when I was young. But I remember, I really missed that dance, you know, Eskimo dance. They had a drum and a bunch of men line up, you know, on the wall and sing. And then they dress up. They dress up for it too. That's their style. And the women folks, they dance too. And the men, they dance too. I never see anything like that anymore nowadays. Just when I go up to Fairbanks, doing the dog race, they had that potlatch. You ever been there?
Yeah.
I see that Beru and Kotzebue, they dance their way.
Yeah.
That's the way. They used to do the same thing, them Eskimo, on the other side of the village of Alakakat, when I was a little boy. I really like to see that right now. Yeah. That's what the rest of it, the Indian dance, people are still doing it right now.
They make you work very much for that potlatch then? When you were young, you just get to have a good time?
Oh, just have fun, I guess. Just play around. There's plenty helps, you know. But we learn that way from them, you know. And after we grow up, we understand what part of meat we're going to save for potlatch, haul them in, put them in a cache, keep it for potlatch, just like we're doing here. In April, that's when we had our carnival here. And whatever we caught, like moose ribs or moose hit, we saved that off a caribou, some parts, off a bear, some parts, beaver meat.
What parts would you save off a caribou?
Ribs, mostly ribs. And the brisket, that is the good part, hot lads. Bear and ribs. And the loin and the fat of a bear.
Where do you get the fat? You mean?
Off the back.
Yeah, all over and there, right under the skin.
Yeah, just leave no fat on the skin. Skin them good and take goes about that long. And it's good sized bear. Yeah, and about that thick. And it's thick, fat bear in the fall of the year. Right now it's close season. But, yeah, I mean, in the summertime it's open, you know. So my old man, he used to hunt in September before they go in den. Yeah, they look in monocle like that. Got monocle there. Go on top of the mountain up here, we look for bear. So they save all the best part of the animal for potlatch. People get together.
Yeah. That must be hard sometimes to save that best part you want to eat right then.
Well, if you're hungry, you can eat it, but as long as you've got food, well, you can save it, you know. You know, when we brought in animal, just like down Huslia, New Year they had their potlatch. And they brought all the fat in, and they tell us where it come from, who got them, and all that. The old timers, they used to make speech about it too. All kinds of fat, they chop them. And when they give to us, we get home, and then we make grease out of it. Cut them up in small pieces and fry it. Put them in cans and freeze it. Really good, even with dry fish or meat, anything. That's why they save it. But when this, in the part time, the bear is fat, you know, you get lots of fat off of it, other parts too. You can eat that at home, but the main thing, the fat, is you have to save it for potlatch. You have to donate it when the people come around. That's the way they do. So just like these people yesterday, I see they brought in some cardboard box. This morning I got some fish king, you know, you count king that we got from Tanana. I go and get that in the freezer, and there's some moose meat, fat one. They shave that. A potlatch dish, the Huslia people, it's a little Sammy and Grandma Bishop, shaved that for potlatch. Now they brought them up. People put them in the freezer now. Some people might come down today from Alakaka by boat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's gonna be people coming down.
Mm-hmm.
We were up there last week.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Everybody's really
well, Abraham got two younger brothers up there. Burke Berkman and Johnson Moses. You know, Abraham was adopted to old man. We got that old man's picture too. And he was adopted when he was a little boy. But his real mother got some boys. You got two younger brothers living up there. They're going to be down. Might help for potlatch too.
Yeah, we met those guys up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Johnson played his violin.
Huh?
Johnson played his
violin, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to listen to him play for dance. Yeah, Herbie, he know how to sing with guitar too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Johnson said. He wants guitar with his fiddle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They danced on Tanana too while we was down. We watched. I went one morning, I watched till 4:30. And I could sleep. I went home. She went to bed then. Yeah.
You guys aren't going to sleep during the potlatch,
huh? Oh, whenever we get tired, we can. But we like to watch the fun too. Yeah.
What's the biggest potlatch that you remember going to on this river, not in Fairbanks, but on this river?
Oh, I've seen one down Huslia. I forgot who potlatch was it, but there's some boys there. They hunt in the fall time. They got good place down there. It's all flat. With the snow go, they can cover up a lot of country there, hunting bear in the fall for potlatch. They got more bear than what we get up here in Alakaka too. Then I remember, I forgot how many fat was for potlatch in New Year down there. When I was born, my mother made potlatch after her husband, that man up there, Leon. That's before my time. 1915, the year I born. And she said that my uncle Billy, he used to tell me a story. We killed 13 bear, he said. 13 fat in dance hall. Black bear fat. And people used to go up, even from over Kobuk River. That old man who used to have a friend over there. That fella killed a brown bear, and he make song with it, Eskimo song, after his friend died over here. You're going to see a man from over there, Abraham's friend used to be. There's going to be some Eskimo come over to a couple of days.
What's his friend's name?
He's from Ambler. Mark Cleveland. He's going to be over here because I seen him down Hoosley at this spring. He said he's going to be here for my body spot lads, up Hughes. Tell him, okay, that's good. I remember that when Pat Latch down there's some Eskimo people come and let's see. What was that old guy name? That one used to sing? You know, when his boy danced Eskimo. He died quite a while ago. Mark Cleveland's older brother, Tom. Not Johnny Cleveland. Tommy? What was his name anyway? Robert Cleveland. He used to sing Eskimo. I really like it. I dance too. I don't dance good, but I really like that. Because I see people used to dance that way. Yeah. That's the only time I see Eskimo dance around here. His boy come over with him. His boy dance up there. Eskimo. Them women's. That's the one I really miss. Oscar, I used to dance pretty good. But all them singers die off, you know, them old people. So nobody had to learn how to sing. Not many live anyway up there. Jimmy Edward, he can't sing. Oscar is only one, but if he's, I never remember he's singing, maybe he can sing too. Who going to dance then? Nobody to dance. Yeah. He can dance, I know he can dance pretty good. He learned that from his old timer, you know. Yeah. Robert Cleveland. And I remember the biggest potlatch is down Hooslia in New Year. And it's, I forgot to. Maybe they make potlatch after Uncle Ulan, I guess. And there's a lot of people, lots of visitors. Galena, some Fairbanks, down Kaltak, Nulato, Tanana, Kobuk, and up here, Alakakit, and here. So we might see some visitors. There's some Tanana people who want to come over to when we was over there.
Where else are people going to come from to this one?
Huh?
Where else are people coming from?
Mostly from Hooslea and Alakakit, I guess. Might be few from Tanana, and might be few from Galena. You can't tell, we'll find out. Lots of playing in Patlats, you heard that. Like us, we go down Galena lots of times, down Nulato. I like that stick dance too, I like to watch. Something new to me. I've been down Nulato. We've been down Nulato twice for stick dance. Down Kaltak once. When somebody die, we go there. We visit. Yeah. We went down Nulato this winter for that funeral when that plane crashed. You hear about that two pilots and one girl from Nulato. Blue Galena. New Year night. It was stormy. At night, he crashed down. Two pilots got killed. And that Andy Damascus daughter, that's when we went down Nulato. couple of years ago, we was done. We let off a stick dance. That's different, you know. That's their way. That's their old-time way to. They work for that potlatch for about 1 year. And, that's their old-time way to. Just like this Auntie Martha back here. She's shown some other woman's helper. They make stuff, little stuff potlatch too.
How do people find out about the potlatch? When do they start telling them? How do they send message out?
It's way before my time.
I mean, for like this one, this one coming up.
Yeah.
When did they tell people that they're gonna have it?
Ever since that random person died, they ask us when we go to other villages. They ask us when Martha and them going to have potlatch. So we don't know. So this spring, they talk. Lillian go up Fairbanks and tell them kitchen and tea, you know. Not cool. So everybody can listen all over. Everybody got radio anyway.
What did she tell?
We tell them a shortened day when we're going to have potlatch, like 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So, 10 of people know already when we will stand there in the other places.
So, when they invite people, they invite everybody? They just broadcast anybody?
Anybody that want to come to potlatch, just like us people here, and instead of have potlatch up Allakaket, we go there. Just like down Galena, I've been down Galena lots of times, down Nulato. When we got money to go, pay our fare, we go. And them people, they really glad to see us. Because we come from long ways, you know. They know it costs a lot of money to visit like that. So they treat us pretty good. They feed us. Every house we go in, they give us a cup of tea. And that's the way the old timers, they used to treat each other. That's a good way, isn't it? White people didn't do that, isn't it? Or how about outside Indian, where you come from?
Hawaii?
Yeah.
People party.
Just like this room?
Get together, they have big parties.
Just like this up here.
Yeah. Little things are different, but different. Everybody, you know, they feed each other and
yeah.
Party all night and dance and sing.
Yeah. You know how to sing?
Song?
Yeah. In Hawaii, song? Native song. Well, during the potlatch, you're going to sing for us then.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if we're going to dance. We can't understand, but you'll sing us a song anyway. Yeah. The old people will really glad for that.
Oh, yeah.
We never heard that Hawaii song.
I would be happy to sing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You just tell her.
How about you?
I don't know the song.
You don't know the song? Well, she'll sing us a song.
Yeah.
I see up Fairbanks, I see some people from outside Indian, they dance. I don't know where they come from, but they dance different way. But I really, up Fairbanks, that's the only place I see people from all over, just like Peru and way down river, mouth of Yukon, they dance different to their style. Kotzebue and people from Mintu, Northway, Ten Across.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, that's something different. That's why we go up to Fairbanks all the time. It's something new. I really watch that. I can't understand them, but I like to see something different, you know.
You just have to tell her when, you know.
Yeah. Whenever we got time, I'll ask her, and I'll tell the people this person gonna sing.
Gotta have guitar though.
You gotta have guitar.
It'd be good.
Well, but... Herbie maybe can. There's lots of young boys know how to keep time with. Just like they do with white song, you know, white people song. Same thing.
So maybe I can play guitar for you.
Yeah.
We might have to borrow your guitar and practice one day.
Yeah, sure. The boys got guitar here. They use electric guitar, you know, in the dance hall. They used to when we got power. They talk like they're going to start the school light plant during the potlatch.
Well, then you might get a microphone, too.
Yeah.
Would they use the microphone during the potlatch for speeches and stuff?
Making speeches. You got one, huh?